Hey, it's Valentine's Day.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Was it holding? Yeah. Should it have been called? No way. Just swallow your damn flag, man.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I saw the grab by the back of the jersey, and it is a clear hold.
Son of a...
And I applaud the player. You know, who said I held him?
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Calvin Johnson. ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here live on the Roku channel. All Roku devices, select Samsung smart TVs, all Amazon Fire TV. Every single moment you're on the Roku app, you can check us out for free, thanks to the Roku channel being part of it. TheRokuChannel.com, for those who might be sitting there at a computer, the old internet tubes. You can watch us for free every single day. We're for free when you listen to us on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network, Sirius XM, Odyssey. We're also available for nothing every single day in podcast form, thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network, wherever all podcasts can be acquired. We've also got ourselves a YouTube stream, YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Every single day we're on YouTube with all of our videos. You can check us out. Be part of the 520,000 subscribers, what I'm saying. Also, we re-air every single day when we're done on the actual stream. The live stream of our show is done at 3 Eastern time, and then our stream continues to be repeated every single day from morning, noon, till night. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. We just gave out our sports Valentine's. Dan Orlovsky's calling in from the worldwide leader in sports. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich. What's up, man?
Orlovsky's calling in about 20 minutes' time. What's up, Mikey? How are you?
Hey, Rich.
TJ Jefferson is in his spot as well.
What up, Rich?
And you are all on hold. Stay on hold. So the Philadelphia Eagles lose Super Bowl 57 on Sunday, and then 2 days later, lose both their coordinators. How about that? Adam Schefter and the rest of the NFL community now currently reporting Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles, is staying put. Not as the defensive coordinator in Philadelphia, in Arizona. He's been named the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, which wraps up all of the job openings.
There we go.
Because the Colts filled their spot after bouncing Frank Reich in the middle of the season and adding Stan Steichen, the offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I guess they're hoping taking the offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles after a Super Bowl appearance works better the second time.
Oh, man.
They did that before. I mean, Frank came off a dub. And as we all know, the Eagles' offense was dynamite this year. Boom. Running. Throwing. So who's going to be there? Jalen Hurts. That's the first order of business of Chris Ballard, the general manager, who was there with his hair impeccably parted like he's a top-notch World Cup soccer star. When he comes on next, I got to ask him, what does he use? It's impressive. But that said, burying the lead, they introduced their new head coach. And this is what their new HC had to say today, being introduced as the guy who replaces Jeff Saturday, who replaced Frank Reich, who they took from the team that they just took their new coach. Oh, this is what he had to say. Oh, I thought that we had a soundbite. My bad. But he had something to say today about the new team, and we'll talk about that throughout the rest of the week. But he, there was an actual trend topic that involved the new coach.
Yeah, so
today,
like Dax Shepard was trending this morning. We know Dax, TJ, you know him from back in the punk days.
I was just with him on Sunday. So when you said he was
That's hilarious.
Trending, I was like, I got like really nervous. I was like, wait a minute, what happened?
Actor, I'm married to Kristen Bell. And we're like, oh, Dax Shepard, cool. Click on Dax Shepard, why is he trending? And it's a picture of this guy.
Okay.
And you're like, wait a second. And so that photo that we just showed from him signing the deal, I guess.
It's the end.
Doesn't look like him at all. But
he does have
sideline in a hat. It does look like him.
Is that right? Do we have that? There we go. Who thinks he looks like Dax Shepard to the point where he's trending? Like, get out of here.
That picture, not so much, but I definitely saw a few where you could go, okay, maybe
this
they could be cousins.
This is what he looks like.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's wearing a hat, right? The one with the hat?
Yeah.
No way.
They could be cousins.
It's absurd.
All right. I mean,
I think he looks like more.
Dak far more handsome.
No, the guy who helped his predecessor get the job in
Nick Foles?
Yeah, in Indianapolis. And was one of the last quarterbacks of Jeff Saturday's tenure. He looks more like Nick Foles.
I think if the two had a baby, that would be spot on, to be honest with you.
Is this a Pelissero, James Palmer situation?
It might be.
It doesn't look like Dax Shepard at all.
I think you just don't want to see this, Rich. I think you don't want to see it.
No, I do want to see it. Actually, you know what he looks like? Here's what I think. In one word, the Shane Steichen,
that one was wild.
Dax Shepard so-called lookalike. You know what that is? It's a bunch of malarkey.
Oh.
He looks like Mike Malarkey. More than anything else.
Looks like Malarkey's son.
He looks like Malarkey Jr.
That's a good one.
I don't know if I see that
Come
one.
On.
I see that one in the nose.
This doesn't look like Dax Shepard at all. That's our coverage of the new Indianapolis head coach. Actually, Jeff Saturday sent out a video today. This beautiful vista.
It looks like he's bass fishing.
Here's what he had to say.
Life is good.
What's up, everybody? Hey, first, I just want to say to the Colts organization and Colts Nation how much I appreciate the opportunity. I'm so grateful for the last 8 weeks of the season and the opportunity to represent you guys. I appreciate the coaches for all your time, energy, and effort, to all the players laying it out there each and every week. I can't tell you how much I respect and appreciate what each and every player, not only for the Colts, but the NFL do and what they put on the line each and every week. But it was an absolute blessing. I look fondly upon it. Wish we would have done better, but ultimately that is where it is. And so I want to wish Coach Steichen the best of luck. I'm still a huge Colt fan and pulling for you guys. Looking forward to hoisting some Lombardi trophies and excited for your opportunity. So for everybody out there, including the however many thousand that signed a petition, which may have included my wife and son, not exactly sure. But in all honesty, I'm so grateful for Colts Nation and who you are to represent the horseshoe. It meant the world to me. And again, Coach Steichen, best of luck to you and your family. In Indianapolis is an incredible town. Best fans in the world, man. You're going to get the greatest support. And look forward to watching your success and the rest of the men in that locker room and the coaching staff that you have with you. So to all Colts Nation, appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And see you soon.
Well done.
Jeff Saturday.
First class all the way.
Yes.
Now go catch some fish, man.
Catch
Big
some release.
Bass Lake. I'm kidding. I just made
that up. Wow.
Well done. And Jonathan Gannon, I mean, Arizona going defensive coordinator.
Yeah, let me ask you about that. What are your thoughts on hiring a defensive coach in today's age?
I don't know.
When was the last one that worked out?
The last defensive
coach. I saw people throwing Sean McDermott around, but they, you know, haven't gotten past the divisional round.
Well, it's something to ask. Let's ask Orlovsky then. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say you have to have an offensive mindset. Just you need to have a mindset where you – well, I mean, Robert Saleh seems to be working out right now, I think. You know, and the fact that the offense took a you-know-what towards the end of the season is not his fault. That defense turned around pretty damn fast, too.
No, hey, bad luck with the Breece Hall injury, right, and exactly. Then, you know, Zach Wilson just hasn't panned out.
But I can't sit here and say in this day and age – you've got to take an offensive coach and hook him up to your quarterback, and that's the end of it. Just need to have somebody who can sell something in the locker room that is totally bought, and that if he does turn around a defensive side of the ball, get somebody on the offensive side of the ball who can make it work. What is that? The only way to do it is that you got to have the head coach locked in with the quarterback because it's the most important position, and then it's fine to delegate the defensive side of the ball to another human being. Maybe you delegate the offensive side of the ball to another human being.
But then those coaches get snatched up.
That's true. And now you got to start a different relationship with the quarterback.
You saw that in Buffalo. Brian Daboll goes to Giants. Suddenly they're a playoff team.
Kevin O'Connell as well. Let's ask Dan Orlovsky that. Interesting question. In the meantime, DJ Mikey D, I need NFL Films music. I've done this after each playoff round in the NFL, and now that the NFL is concluded, it's playoff season and it's playing season. The top five storylines to come out of Super Bowl 57. Number five on the list is, in my estimation, you have already said it yesterday, Chris, about the town where the Super Bowl is being heading to next. The Chiefs are a worthy choice to repeat. They certainly are. I truly believe this is set up for next year. And part of the reason why is not just the kid on the screen and Patrick Mahomes. The offensive line that Brett Veach hit after they lost the Super Bowl to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers did its job. Zero sacks of Mahomes, a proverbial sitting duck with that ankle. They had a better run production, the Chiefs did, than the Eagles. And the back end of the defense that they fixed last year through the draft with five defensive rookies. I know that they got picked apart by Hurts and Brown and Devontae Smith, but how many teams didn't? Number one. Number two, they're going to get better. They won the ring, and they're going to actually come back better. And then on top of it, I know you texted me DeAndre Hopkins talking about Patrick Mahomes on Twitter yesterday. Jeez. With the googly eyes.
I was like, please no.
People are going to want to play for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're going to want to take a discount. They're going to go ring hunting. Mm-hmm. They're going to go ring hunting. Not saying that the DeAndre Hopkins is going to have the opportunity to do it, but a lot of people are going to look at Juju Smith-Schuster. Oh, okay. You went there, and that's what happened. Marquez Valdez, you went there, and that's what happened. It's coming.
And someone's going to go, I'm better than those two.
Why wouldn't they want to go play for the Chiefs if they have an opportunity for less
years? Especially if you've established yourself already.
Yeah. Maybe so. Number four on the list is Andy Reid has 100% turned into a consensus all-time great. A lot of detractors coming out of Philadelphia, and understand why. Didn't have a ring. But all I could think of at the end of this Super Bowl was the main gripe about Andy Reid coming out of Philadelphia after 14 remarkable seasons there. Couldn't win the big one, had trouble with clock management. He won this second big one here, and part of the reason why is he saw the advantage that he had with that defensive holding call, did the clock management in his head, and nailed it perfectly. Jerick McKinnon sliding down. The word got out from the sideline, do not score. Let's make them burn their last time out. Let's get Mahomes kind of running around before taking knees. Let's take it down to about 10 seconds. Let's get the butt kicker out there. Let's end it. That's the sort of stuff that he didn't do in Philadelphia like ever, it felt like. And then, of course, you give him that week. We all saw that the bye week stuff for Andy Reid in Philadelphia. Coming out of the locker room, there's no question this guy is dialing things up. You know when you play him, he's got something cooked up for you now. He is a consensus all-time great. There's nobody can out there and sit there and throw darts at his dartboard anymore. Number three on the list, coming out of the Super Bowl for top storylines, is officiating, in fact, is not, never been better. The officiating is not, in fact, never been better. I don't like the flag. I just don't like it. I saw what we saw. I just wish we didn't have that afterwards. And then the playoff season. I mean, Pereira himself even said, just kept getting in your way. Yeah. And I do understand how Roger Goodell, when he's asked this question at a press conference, is not going to sit here and say, yeah, it stunk. And he also did say, I do understand in his answer, the full context of his answer was, there's millions of plays in an NFL season, and penalties can be called on millions of them, and we drill down to get most of them right. It's never going to be perfect. I think it's never been better. I think the rest of the world disagrees.
Give me Scott Judge.
I think they got to work on that and figure out what should Scott Judge be and when it should be used. But that is definitely a storyline coming out of the Super Bowl, number three. Number two storyline coming out of Super Bowl 57 is Jalen Hurts has cemented his superstar status. Max. This guy should be on the cover of Madden. I'd be stunned if he's
good
not.
Good call.
He's about to get paid. Good he call. Should get paid. Like Jalen Hurts is, he has earned these accolades that only superstar quarterbacks get. I know he wasn't the MVP of the league, and I know he could have been the MVP of the Super Bowl. By the way, your boy Coop, my 11-year-old, I had not seen him because, you know, I got home late. Mm-hmm. I left early yesterday. First time I saw him since coming home from the Super Bowl, he goes, Dad, how come Jalen Hurts couldn't be MVP of the Super Bowl even Damn. Though they lost? He goes, I'm like, well, they don't really do that, Coop. And he goes, anymore. Why? He said, why not? He was the best player on the field. You could really make that case. And I'm like, are you talking to Brockman again behind my back? Because that was one of his overreaction Monday statements. Superstar status cemented. And I think he's going to get the contract on top of it to cement it. Number one on this list is, you know where I'm going. Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL. He is the face of the NFL. The previous MVP of the league is going into darkness for 4 days. Didn't even make the playoffs. Tom Brady is retired for good. I get it about Burrow. I love him just as much as anybody else. I know Dak is the Walter Payton Man of the Year and the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. There is no doubt who the face of the NFL is, and remarkably, it is a face of color. And it is a landmark moment for this league, and it is remarkable what he has done and how he carries himself. Damian Lillard came on NFL Game Day morning, called him the Steph Curry of the NFL, and he is spot on about it. The face of the National Football League today and for years to come is Patrick Mahomes. Two Super Bowl wins, two Super Bowl MVPs, two league MVPs, five straight championship game appearances, and he's not even 28 years old. Those are the top five storylines to come out of.
More?
All right, one last one. As you know, Super Bowls are all about, unfortunately, the end of a long run for some people. I hope it is not the end of a long run, say, for instance, Jason Kelce. I'd love to see him back. Mm-hmm. You also know that you look around a locker room after spending a long time with someone and you wonder, are we ever going to see this person again? And it's always tough for that moment, certainly when you know you're saying goodbye to someone after a Super Bowl. And my last Super Bowl storyline is my Einstein bit, sadly, appears to be kaput.
Kaput?
Appears to be finally kaput. I don't
kaput.
Know. I look around the locker room and I'm looking at Einstein and I'm wondering, are we going to see him again?
Is it over?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to see Einstein again. I would counsel Verizon to pay Paul Giamatti whatever he wants. Yeah. I'd say get him for more than just one day so he gets some more variety out of it. But I do have to tell you, at a party this weekend, Chris, somebody came up to me and said to me,
oh gosh,
that he really enjoys when I keep at it with the Einstein bit because he particularly enjoys you rolling your eyes knowing that it's coming.
Well,
brilliant. It is.
Not brilliant.
He did say to me,
it is beyond
he thought
kaput.
The bit was, and he said that word.
Brilliant.
He said it like that too. And I thought to myself, do we FaceTime Chris right now? Those are my top storylines to come out of Super Bowl 57.
You got to move on. You got to move on.
I don't plan
Matt
on it.
Ryan.
How dare you? Let's take a break. Dan Orlovsky of the Worldwide Leader in Sports is going to be breaking down Super Bowl 57. And Aaron Rodgers has spoken today. We'll get to that before we get out of Dodge on this Tuesday show. Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season, and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. Dan Orlovsky here on the Rich Eisen Show, here on the Roku stream, and our terrestrial radio audience has returned, and I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Our friend Dan Orlovsky from ESPN has stopped by, and Dan, I will give you the floor on your thoughts on Super Bowl 57. And what you think of 2 days later from it.
Still marvel at the performances by both quarterbacks. I think if I had to use one word to describe it by Patrick, it was discipline. And that's probably the most impressive thing, not only of the game, but what Patrick has become as a player, is a disciplined player, because his talent would say he doesn't need to play in that fashion. I think he learned from last season in the kind of the missteps to learn from last year's AFC Championship game and how he had to go about playing, depending on how teams were going to dare him to. Tough when it comes to his just mental and physical toughness. We don't look at it because of his talent is so tremendous. I mean, Rich, to contextualize the performance, if you are a starting quarterback and you go out in 7-on-7, so no offensive and or defensive lines, and you go, I think he was 13 of 14. Hmm. You go 13 of 14, and that one incompletion is a throwaway. That's really, really good. Like, I've been around, I've watched guys, Matthew practice. I've watched Goff practice, Peyton. I don't know if I've ever seen guys. I've seen guys go 14 of 14. I've seen guys go 13 of 14. But it didn't happen that often. And to do that, man, is so impressive. And then for Jalen, best I've ever seen Jalen play, and I've seen Jalen take every snap since he started at Alabama. He had 4 or 5 wild throws that were about ball placement, yeah. And if they came from Rodgers or Brady or Patrick, we'd be talking about him more. So I think if you're Philly, you sit back and you're devastated to blow that lead, but you go, oh, man, like We're the new king of the castle in the NFC with that quarterback.
So let me guess, the Jalen Hurts throws, the 2 third-down throws on that 3rd-down drive to Goddard to extend 3rd and longs, the touchdown to A.J. Brown where he put that ball, right? I mean, and then the one to Watkins that Watkins dropped, that's another one. You know?
Absolutely. That's a bang-banger. The one that Devontae catches right before the half that they overrule, right. That one's perfect as well.
He's incredible. He was unbelievable, man.
He was awesome, man. He was absolutely spectacular.
If you had to choose one to get back to the game, which one would you choose?
As the best throw?
No, I'm sorry. If you could choose which team to get back to the Super Bowl in Vegas next year?
Yep.
You can only choose one.
I think, yeah.
That's sports talk
value. I've tried to shy away from this. I've tried to shy away from picking just the quarterback.
Yes.
I picked Philly to win this past week because I thought their offense and their offense played well. Kansas City, just because, I mean, if you look at the team, I think they were 3rd in the NFL this year when it comes to the amount of snaps rookies played, Houston and Chicago being 1-2. The fact that Kansas City won the Super Bowl being 3. They got, like, right around middle of the pack cap space for next year, 11 picks. I'd pick them even in the vaunted AFC.
Yeah, I mean, I totally hear you on that front. I'm just wondering if Philly, you know, paying Hurts and what that's going to mean, you know, to their cap and what that might mean to. But I totally trust Howie Roseman to do it.
And to me, you know, I hear you. I would probably go the same way with Kansas City, especially since, because, you know, don't you think receivers around the league are going to start looking at Kansas City and go, well, I mean, if Juju, you got him for a year and you got MVS and you gave them rings, stick me in there, right? Tony,
yeah,
look at
Kadarius.
I mean, don't you think they're going to do that?
Tony, absolutely. I think depending on, like, what Juju gets on the open market, too, you know?
Yes.
What does he get from another? Oh, okay, I'll go somewhere for a year. Totally with Kadarius Tony, you know? Like, hey, get me to Kansas City. I think teams are going to look at it as a little bit of blueprint as well. You know, I think quarterbacks are. I think, you know, a guy like Joe Burrow or a guy like Justin Herbert or even Jalen might look at it and say, okay, I know I want X amount of dollars to break whatever. But Patrick, I think next year is going to be the sixth highest paid quarterback in football. You know?
Yeah.
So like the freedom that allows and how much, not only the winning, but how much he's going to make off the field because of the winning, a la Tom Brady.
Right.
Here's my big question with Philly right now. Obviously losing both coordinators, I don't think losing Steichen is going to be this. While that's not a disrespect to him, I think Brian Johnson's their quarterback coach has a chance to step right in. I'd say the biggest question is, what does Kelce do? Kelce is a massive piece of what they do. Until I know that, I feel very, very, very good, very good. But I don't know if I'm ready. I think they should be Super Bowl contenders, no question.
Dan Orlovsky here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, let's turn the page then in the few minutes that we have left here remaining. The best spot for Derek Carr will be where? Where do you think he fits best?
Yeah, I really think it's the Carolina Panthers. One, Carolina's got a tremendous staff that Frank Reich is putting together. I know everyone says Tampa and New Orleans. They're both $50-plus million over the cap. So if you're Derek Carr, do those teams look good right now as far as appealing when it comes to, one, I don't know who the play caller is in Tampa, and then, two, what's the team going to look like after you pay me $35, $40 million? What is that team then going to look like when it comes to some pieces that may have to move on financially? Carolina's really good on defense. Young offensive line that I think's got a chance to be a top 10 unit. DJ Moore's very good. Two backs. Frank Reich. I like New York. I think the biggest question that Derek and the Jets would have to figure out is, are you capable of handling the burden and expectation in New York? It's not can you play. We know that Derek can. That is going to be a win or all hell breaks loose situation in New York next year. And you got to figure out if you're capable of wearing that 24/7 for 6 months plus straight.
Well, then who would be the New York Jet quarterback of choice? I mean, Jimmy G's free. Aaron Rodgers is about to go into his week of darkness therapy.
Yeah,
he must know. I mean, and he must know going into his stint away from everybody else. Exactly what options he's thinking about. I mean, he must know exactly who's really interested in him and what his choices are going in for him to have his own thoughts. What do you think the Jets?
Yeah.
Who would fit the Jets system, do you think?
I think the Jets have to take big swing next year. I'm taking out Jimmy Garoppolo and Geno from this conversation from right now because I don't think that's the big swing. One, Aaron Rodgers. It is what it is. I get it. It's a roll of the dice. There's no questions asked. You got to swing big. Number two, Lamar Jackson. Does Baltimore tag him, and then what do they want for him? I just think that's a very real thing. Number three, Matthew Stafford. Where does he fit with the contract situation with the Rams? How do the Rams view their football team next year? And what does it cost to get him? And the fourth, I'd say Dak Prescott from Dallas. I have no, they're not in a great cap situation. He's going to be expensive. Are they disappointed after last year? I'd say those are the four things. As likelihood of the Dak situation, pretty minimal, but that would be the four-step process if I was the Jets.
So let's linger on the Ravens and Lamar for a brief bit here. Dan Orlovsky from ESPN on the program. Todd Monken was just hired as the play caller from Georgia, yep. Yes, but, you know, he spent time, considerable time in the league. He was Freddie Kitchens' one-and-done coordinator. He was the coordinator for Jameis in Tampa and wasn't retained by Arians when he brought his own people in. What does that hire mean for, in your estimation, for the Ravens and their thought process with Lamar in any way, shape, or form? You got anything for me there, Dan?
Yeah, I love this for Lamar if he's in Baltimore. And if I was Lamar, I would be sitting there going, that's what I wanted. Huh. This is the next generation or evolution of my career. Pro-style play caller. I know Todd from calling Georgia games. Really smart. Totally about, like, hey, what do I have? And how do we make those guys work? Really matchup-based understanding. This guy does this stuff well. We're going to feature him in those roles. You know, so I love that for Lamar. I think it's a pro-style offense. That's what Lamar thrives in. I still think he would utilize some of the quarterback run. So I love it for and if Lamar is still in Baltimore. I don't know if that is so much impactful as much as it is, it seems like, the financial situation in Baltimore.
Huh. Do you knock on the Bears' door to see if in any way, shape, or form Justin Fields is available in any way, shape, or form? Or knowing who the quarterbacks are coming in, do you think there's anything like that or no?
No, I still don't think so, because as much as I'm like loving the next 3 or 4 years for Justin.
Me too.
That's a big roll of the dice if you're the Jets.
Huh.
Taking a second-year player and... hey, now you're going to a new city, new team, new people, new offense. You know, I think that would be a roll of the dice. I also, if I'm the Bears, you'd have to probably, like, I don't know if I'm loving getting rid of a player that really has a ton of promise right now. So I don't hate the idea, Rich. I don't. I just, that makes me cautious with the expectations in New York next season.
Well, because I had Justin on my show last week, and I point blank said, are you ready for this question to be asked? And I know I'm asking it, and I'm not doing that just to create an echo chamber here. I just know the way this works with the talent evaluation portion of the calendar when the team's got a first overall selection. You know, they're going to want the most for that selection if they trade it. And the best way to get the most is to make it seem like they're interested in any quarterback that another team might have to fall in love with, right?
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
So,
sure. Absolutely.
You know, that's the way, you know, the Niners benefited from that. When they, unfortunately for the Bears, they you know, fan base, they fell in love with Trubisky and not Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, but
the benefit for the Bears is Houston sitting at 2.
Right.
I mean, that's the benefit for the Bears is they don't have to necessarily go all in. While I agree with that, Ryan Poles, the GM, needs to like make everyone think, hey, I'm taking Bryce Young or whoever.
Right.
Because the butterfly effect is, okay, let's live in a world where the Jets say X amount of first-round picks, great, we're going to give them to you. You better be dead set on the kid that you do take.
Right.
It's an app. Like, we hit because you feel really good about Justin right now. So I don't know if you're there.
Does that quarterback that somebody falls head over heels for, is that kid in the draft, do you think? I don't know how deep you are into that tape
Rich,
yet. Dan?
I can tell you this right now.
Yeah.
I've just started to study him.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's corny to say draft day, you know, Vontae Mack, no matter what, Bryce Young is so good.
Is that right?
Rich. I mean, he is so good. And I know he's not big. I know he's not. I saw him this weekend.
Me too.
He's not. He is so good, man. He's Steph Curry. He's Steph Curry, dude. And I get that it's going to shy teams away, and I understand that it's, I guess, scary.
Hmm.
He can flat out play. He can flat out play. And you're going to – I feel so good about how good of a player he is. Turn on the Texas game and just watch him play. And tell me if anybody else coming out this year can do what he's doing.
So he's that guy. Okay. He's him.
Reggie's awesome. He's awesome.
Okay.
He's awesome.
How about that? Dan Orlovsky, you are too. Thanks for the time, brother. Greatly appreciate
Thanks,
it. You be well. Let's chat again soon. Thanks again. That's Dan Orlovsky of ESPN. Let me just say this about Bryce Young, and I was at the commissioner party. Somebody said, there's Bryce Young over there. I'm like, okay, great. I'll go see him. I got ended up being waylaid, but I also couldn't see him from where I was standing, about 10 feet away. Then it cleared, and I'm like, oh, there he is. Now, the question is who's going to be scared off by that in the NFL? And the only, you know, the comp is going to be, and he's going to have to deal with this. If people start talking about Bryce Young like this, I'm telling you, Bears fans, hold on your hats if you love Justin Fields, because they're gonna bring him in. It's going to come. And I know I got a – you know how much crap we got from Bears fans when we posted that video of me talking to Justin Fields saying, hey, man, are you ready?
I saw it.
Are you ready to have this talked about? Because I'll tell you what. I've already said this. If he's available, if this guy is available, Justin Fields is available, clear the decks. I love Dan Orlovsky, and I trust him. Where it's like, oh, big roll of the dice, young kid, new system, new city. Clear the decks if you're the Jets. That's the guy you want. I'll take him. I'll reverse the mistake from the draft a couple of years ago. You take him right now.
I wanted him.
Okay, I know. So let me just say this. If people start talking about him like this, I'm not saying the Bears are going to start thinking about it. They might. It could be Justin Fields, no matter what, to use the draft day conversation. I'm telling you, I've been around this block for 20 years. The way this works, it's going to be lit up at the combine in 2 weeks because everybody's going to be bored out of their skulls with no football for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And Poles is going to be there, and Eberflus is going to be there, and Young's going to be there, and it's just going to be nonstop chatter, and it's going to start. And it's going to start, and it's to the Bears' benefit that it starts. Because if they do have on a piece of paper, Justin Fields, no matter what, let everybody talk about how Bryce Young is him in the same way Orlovsky just did. Because someone's going to fall in love, and they are going to make a killing. And then it'll be on Justin Fields to compete and win with the draft choices they get. Because that is to the Bears' benefit, and what a bouquet of flowers, pre-Valentine's Day bouquet of flowers they need to send to Lovie Smith for that. If this kid is being talked about like that, and as for Bryce Young, in the same way I just mentioned about it, again, you see the tape, jumps off at you. You just saw Jalen Hurts in this copycat league. Who doesn't want a kid from Alabama right now quarterbacking?
Sure.
Right?
Bryce Young, 6 feet, 194.
Brother.
And then those are probably a little inflated.
I'm 6 foot. And as I just admitted, I did not stand directly next to him. But I didn't see him through the, if you will, the verbiage is trash that they say in the NFL that you can't see because there's a lot of, you know, stuff in front of you. I didn't see through that at the commissioner's party. And there was nobody, you know, the size of Aiden Hutchinson standing in my way. You know what I mean? So
that guy's huge.
Okay, so I'm just saying.
And we met Fields. He came to set 6'3", 228.
I'm just saying this is what's going to be said about him to knock him down.
Yeah.
And the comp is Kyler Murray. Couldn't finish this season. What has he really done? Has he won a playoff game yet? Can he hold up? Can he see over the line of scrimmage?
Kyler Murray is thick. Bryce Young is not.
Well, you can get in somebody's weight room. It's not like Alabama doesn't have the strength and conditioning program similar to what an NFL team is running.
I understand.
I'm just laying for everybody here since we're starting to turn pages away from the Super Bowl. What's coming? I've been around the block, and I'm not trying to stir anything up with Chicago Bears fans because I'm telling you, I would take Justin Fields. I don't think the Bears are going to make him available, but they got to see what Bryce Young's all about. They got to bring him in. They got to work him out. It's going to happen. It would be 100% malpractice for them not to do it, sitting there first overall. Malpractice. And certainly, if Orlovsky, 2 days after the Super Bowl, grind and tape, says this about Bryce Young, then everybody's going to start hearing this stuff and seeing it and talking about it, and suddenly Bryce Young's going to be Kyler Murray plus by the time draft day hits. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Aaron Rodgers has spoken before going into the darkness. These are words that are actually true. And we'll take your phone calls as well as we run out of real estate here on this Tuesday show on the Roku channel and more.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Monster.com can help you tackle your job hunt, make your next career move right now, and do it in such a way that not only gives you the confidence, but also the information that you need, and then maybe the job that you are perfectly fit for you to land. Because if you're looking to change positions and join a new team, Monster.com can help with millions of job openings, great coaching and career advice, a strong performance. That's what you get when it counts when you go there. Because when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. And when you score the position, there's a salary calculator that ensures you're paid what you're worth. Get off the sidelines. Go to Monster.com. Win the job hunt right now. Monster.com. All right, Christopher.
Hey, Rich.
Pat McAfee had Aaron Rodgers on, right?
He did.
And what do you say?
Okay, so Rodgers is not in the darkness retreat yet, as we know, because he's on the show. Mm-hmm. He's been planning it for 4 months in advance, and these have always been the dates. So it's not like he moved anything to just go on Pat's show.
He's going in today.
It was always going to be, yeah, right. It was always going to start today. Looking forward to it. He says he's done all kinds of other meditation, yoga, and whatnot. Never done anything specifically like this before. And this is what he wanted to do. He's excited and he's going for it.
Okay. And then he said that he called Green Bay home. I think I saw that tweet during the commercial break.
Yep. Called Green Bay home.
There it is, right here.
18 years, man. It will always be my home.
McAfee brought up Green Bay. McAfee with the line in Green Bay when Pat brought up the Colts, Jets, and Raiders. He goes, 18 years, man. That's always going to be home. According to Matt Schneiderman.
Sounds like he's not going to be there anymore.
I don't know about that. Or he's just like, that's always going to be home. So
and now, no, it's always going to be, even though I'm going to be going somewhere else.
Or that's always going to be home.
Always be home.
Look, here's the deal. Couple things. First of all, Aaron Rodgers, bless you, man. If I called Susie and said, hey, 4 months ago, this is when Valentine's Day is when I decided to go into 4 days of darkness. Wow. That would be the end. If she'd be like, stay in darkness. I don't want to see it.
Come into the light, Carolyn.
Okay. That's honestly what a day to pick 4 months in advance. Valentine's Day. That's the day.
Plan things that far out, you're not anticipating some other things that might pop up.
He hasn't been married since 2003. I have
not married.
So different situations. You know,
different
okay?
situations.
I would have got into the dark plenty of times.
So I'm just
when I was
like,
married.
What a day to pick. Yeah, that's a day. By the way, that's probably a day when there are probably good reservations available.
Yes,
good spot.
It's wide open. Who's going in the dark tonight?
Going in there. You normally choose the entirety of President's Day weekend, right?
Yeah, you know, because Monday's a federal holiday. Yeah. And Friday, we stay through the weekend.
Because you're done. Like, there's no cell reception. It's kaput. Cell reception's kaput.
Not even a drop of light.
Well, how do they get the food in there?
They do it when it's dark. Slide it right in.
What do you mean when it's dark?
Yeah. They probably put it in a thing
you
that's
can't have
dark.
Any light or it like screws up what you're trying to do with your mind.
Like I said, we know someone who knows this. We could make a call. We could have someone call in tomorrow.
We gotta find this out.
Done.
Our makeup artist's partner does this. She was breaking it down to us. Who should call in.
Okay.
We should stop the speculation.
By the way, our makeup artist in Arizona was telling us people do, like, 4 days is the lowest number that
10 days.
Do.
Goodness, she goes, people do 10 days, Rich.
Get
what
out of
are
here.
We doing?
All right. I mean, here's the reason why I'd even consider getting a darkness therapy expert on the program.
Well, if we're going to talk about it, we need to be accurate.
Because one of the most important decisions in the NFL for one of the most storied franchises in the NFL involving one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. That decision is going to be made through this process.
Darkness.
So I'd love to know.
John Murphy.
I mean, Batman.
And the one thing that he has to know, by the way, going in, has to know his options. Has to. There's got to be no variables, I would think, going in. Like, he's got to know from his agent who's reached out, who hasn't. What, you know, he's got to know which teams that he's considering going into the darkness.
Do you think that he's already made up his mind and he's doing this to get confirmation?
No, I think he's, by the way, we're also assuming he's going to play. This process is probably going to be am I done? We just assume he can just show up and look like this and play like that. It takes a lot. Changes your whole lifestyle, changes everything. And he's got to know, you know, think about the financial aspect of it. There's a lot to think about. He's got a lot of time on his hands.
I think he's still going to be good next year, no matter where he goes. Whichever three spots it
is. Get out of here.
He's still going to be good next year.
I think this is like when Vince had to decide if he wanted to do Benji and Entourage. So him and the boys went to Joshua Tree. They took some mushrooms. He thought about it. I think this is Aaron's way of doing this, except there's no Joshua Tree. And he's just going in the dark.
So does that make David Dunn as Ari? You know, throwing phones and stuff?
Yeah, he's going to get lost. He's going to get lost in Joshua Tree. Call up Lloyd.
Completely different personalities.
AJ Hawk is a lawyer.
What day does he figure it out? Day three?
Who's drama? That's the question. Is Pat drama?
I don't know.
Maybe. What's that? Bakhtiari is turtle? I don't know.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Can you get out if you have
who plays Eric? Eric Roberts plays Eric Roberts.
You cannot get out early. This is what she was telling us in Arizona.
Yeah. So you're stuck.
You're in. You're stuck. When you make a commitment.
When
you commit to 4 days, it's 4 days.
You said, I'm doing 4 days. They're not going to let you out.
You're doing 96. You're doing the 96 hours.
So there's no early checkout? No late checkout?
I mean, maybe if you bang on the door and scream, they might let you out.
That's the point. I think that you're going in wanting to do that.
Maybe we got the expert.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we got to find this out.
It's just crazy. The Green Bay Packers are waiting for this decision, and so is, you're assuming, the Jets, the Raiders, the Colts, anybody else that Rodgers might consider going to play for?
Think about this, Rich. No other team's going to have a shaman on to break this down for them the way we can.
Yeah. So
true.
This is amazing. This is unbelievable.
It's amazing.
And by the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'm
can
out.
They live stream I'm the boxes going into?
Impressive. Like
would you watch a Rodgers Darkness Retreat live stream?
100% I would. Him going
no, I would not, Chris.
Okay.
It's Valentine's Day. I've got other things to focus on.
He's got to pick Winky Dinky Dogs up for the fam.
Take care, everybody.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
With her assistant, Jess.
L.A., it can become suffocating. Did something happen where you felt like, I have to get out of here? Or do you just think it just happens sometimes?
I think it just happens, but also just everything going on in my personal life. Like, I want to get on this mic and be like, this is what I've been dealing with for 14 months.
Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.